I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State here on WKAR. As a kid, you probably had some silly ideas about what you wanted to be when you grew up. Maybe you were planning to be a princess or train dragons for a living, or hey, maybe you wanted to be a professional Lego builder. That dream won't seem quite as out there after you see the Art of the Brick exhibit coming to the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson tomorrow. Current State's April Van Buren had a chance to talk to the artist behind the exhibit. And April, I understand Nathan Sowaya didn't take the conventional route to becoming an artist.
That's right, Mark. Nathan told me that he had always loved creating art, but when he graduated college, he felt the pressure that a lot of us feel, which is to go out and get a real job. So instead of going to art school, Nathan went to law school. And for several years, he spent his days working at a corporate law firm in New York City.
But at night, I would come home after a long day and I would need some sort of outlet. You know, some people go to the gym at the end of the day. For me, I wanted to create something at the end of the day, be creative. And so I would draw, I would paint, and sometimes I would sculpt. And, you know, I would sculpt out of, you know, more traditional media, such as like clay or wire. And then one day I just thought about this toy from my childhood and started sculpting out of Lego bricks. And eventually, you know, I just got to this point where I was taking on different commissions, and I realized, you know, it's time to make a change. And it was really when my website crashed from too many hits. That was like a trigger. And I realized, okay, there's really a market for this. Let's try this. And so I left the law firm behind to become a full-time artist.
And what kind of reaction did you get from friends and family when you told them, I'm quitting corporate law and I'm going to become a Lego artist?
Yeah, it was a mixed reaction. My family was supportive. I think most of my friends were supportive. I think my colleagues at the law firm were a bit jealous, because here I was, you know, leaving the daily grind of the office to go play with toys. And then I think some of my bosses were confused. It was this big transition from going from this certain lifestyle in New York City, with a certain salary and all the benefits that came with that, to this bohemian lifestyle where I was just, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, hoping to pay rent by selling my art.
So what is the process of creating one of these sculptures like? Are you starting with a sketch, or do you just bust out the Legos and let them guide you where they will?
Well, of course, it depends on sculpture. There is a lot of sketching. You know, it starts with an idea. That's the most important component, is figuring out what is the sculpture going to look like? What's it going to be? From there, there's a lot of drawing. There's a lot of sketching, you know, trying to actually put a plan together that gives me an idea of what the finished piece is going to look like before I even put down that first brick. And as I'm working, it's a process. If I'm doing something where I'm trying to replicate something in the real world, maybe a famous work of art from history or a famous building or something, projects like that allow you to look at a lot of photos and really do some study and kind of just replicate it piece by piece. But if it's something that's just from, you know, my imagination, which is really what I love to do, then it's just a process of making it up as I go, but really trying to still have a plan in place. So it's a slow process. I do glue each individual brick into place. So that means as I'm working, if I make a mistake, I actually have to hammer and chisel, you know, to break it apart if it doesn't look right.
Some of your works are quite large. How long does that take on individually gluing each piece?
Of course, it depends on the size and complexity of the sculpture. Some pieces have taken months, some take a few days. But on average, if you take a life-size human form, it usually takes me between 2 and 3 weeks.
Nathan Sowaya is a Lego artist based out of Los Angeles. His touring exhibit, The Art of the Brick, will be opening this Saturday at the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson. I'm wondering, how fragile are these sculptures? Are they a little scary to move?
Well, fortunately, I have a great team that packs and ships all of the sculptures. They're packed in big wooden crates, so they travel fairly well. And I have learned the hard way that I need to glue all of the bricks together to make sure they get there in one piece.
I think for a lot of people, seeing your work brings up these memories of their childhood and of building their own Lego creations. And I'm wondering, do you have any really special memories of building with Legos from your own childhood?
Oh, sure. I had Lego bricks originally when I was about 5 years old, and it was something I could go and play with. And, you know, the great thing about creating with Lego is you could almost create your own toy, whatever you wanted to be. Like, if I wanted to pretend to be an astronaut, I could build myself a spaceship. If I wanted to pretend to be a rock star, I build myself a guitar. I mean, I discovered that, I suppose, at a certain point. I had asked my folks if I could get a dog, and they said, no, you're not getting a dog. So I built myself my very own life-size dog out of Lego. And it really was one of those moments when, you know, aha, there's something to this. I can make whatever I can imagine.
One of the things that I think is really cool and interesting about your work is that you're taking this material that everybody remembers, you associate it with sort of childhood and having fun building Legos. But some of your most striking sculptures that I've seen feel like they deal with, you know, some heavier, more emotional topics. I'm thinking of the piece Yellow, which features a figure kind of ripping open his chest. How do you think that juxtaposition of this light, whimsical material with these more heavy subject matters influence how people react to your work? It's a really sort of interesting dynamic there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the thinking behind it. Using the material of Lego bricks for the art medium makes the art very accessible because so many people have played with it, because we've all snapped a brick together at one point, because we have that familiarity with the toy. It makes it accessible, but it also it allows people to connect with the art almost on a different level. And then using different themes, different levels of sometimes whimsy, but sometimes more surrealist type of expression, that allows the viewer, be it a child or an adult, to kind of explore their thinking in a different way. And what we've learned by doing these exhibitions is that it is exposing kids and families to art and to a different way of thinking. And that's kind of fun. I mean, I get email and all the time, tweets, whatever, where people contact me and they say, hey, you know, as a family, we don't normally go to art museums or art galleries, but because your work was made out of the toy, we all went and we all came home and started building with Lego bricks. And that's kind of cool to inspire families like that.
And you mentioned that you do get to do some more whimsical pieces, and I know that one of your recent projects involved recreating DC Comics superheroes in Lego form, which I imagine is probably the dream of many a kid out there. What was that project like? That seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun project as well, and we're excited to have it on tour right now, where it's currently in Australia, but it'll eventually tour the globe. And the project really started with, you know, I wanted to do a show that kind of focused on the two sides of good and evil and heroes and villains. And that led me to the pages of comic books. And what better place than DC Comics with its, you know, world famous superheroes. And I'll use this world famous toy to mix them together and kind of create something that was different. And so I worked with DC Comics on this to really explore their famous characters like Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman, but trying to interpret them in a new way.
I want to know, do you have a favorite piece that you've created, or is that like asking you to choose a favorite child?
Yeah, it's exactly right. How do you pick a favorite? I put my heart and soul into each and every one. When folks ask me about what my favorite piece is, the answer is usually the next one, because that's where my brain is, right? I'm focusing on that next piece and what goes into it, and I'm excited about working on that next one.
Nathan Sawaya is a Lego artist based out of Los Angeles. His touring exhibit, The Art of the Brick, opens Saturday at the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson. Nathan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.